All right, let's start Simei Reishah and Gimel. These are the basics of the way a klaf of a Sefer Torah is supposed to be. And I'd like to show you afterwards. We had last week's mezuzah inspection, a tefillin inspection upstairs. One of the mezuzahs that was used in someone's home, unfortunately, serves as a good example for what I'd like to show you.
What
you should not get. Yeah, I have to find out where he bought it. Well, I'd like to start by learning inside, because once we start with the with giving out the mezuzahs, it'll be a good distraction. But we're not going to cover Simei Reishah and Gimel. So Reishah and Gimel is basically a simple simin, in the sense that it just tells you the tzura, the form of the klaf of a Sefer Torah. Remember, we're talking about a Sefer Torah. Shira Gilyain. The Gilyain is the column. Every Sefer has a column on the sides. If you notice, lately all the English books they publish have larger and larger columns on the side and less words in the middle. Probably because the words are so much more chashuv inside. But Shira Gilyain Lamato Dalet Etzbayis. We didn't finish Reishah and Beis. What are we up to? Sif Gimel, okay. Let's go to Sif Gimel. We're talking here about the Yiriah.
I didn't get away with that last week.
Okay. Again, we're going now, both at the end of Reishah and Beis and the beginning of Reishah and Gimel, into the Tzura, the form of the parchment, which is written. We're not talking yet about the Tzura of the letters, but the Tzura of the parchment. I remember reading Gimel. Einos Yiriah Pachas Migimel Davim V'lo Yoser Al Hei. Each Yiriah, do me a favor, on top of the copy machine on the top shelf, I have a Yiriah. You want to bring it in? I trouble you. Okay, somebody called me last week for instructions on how to dispose of a Yiriah of a Sefer Torah. If he has to bury it in a clay cheres or not, he was cleaning out an old house. So the way to dispose of it is to send it to me, because I'd like to have the urea.
How do you attach urea?
A sheet. Urea is like in the Mishkan, the curtains. So I guess a sheet. So each sheet has between 3 and 5 columns on it. Not less than 3, not more than 5. Not more than 8, I'm sorry. Nizdama lo yiriyah bas testafim lo yachlekenu bin yishay gimel dafim ba'achas. Thank you. B'shisha b'shniyah. Don't divide it 3 and 6. El yudalad ba'achas chamisha b'shniyah. It should be uniform. V'amedvar amamurim b'chola yiriyah she b'sefer. Chus me b'achroina. B'sefer sefer. When you get to the end, afilu pasik echad. Even if you left, these are people that didn't plan ahead. You know, nowadays, they write the Sefer Torah, they take a tikkun, and they do them all the same. But somebody just started writing, he's writing a Sefer Torah, and then he's left with one pasuk in the last yiriya. So, b'sefer sefer, a pasuk echad, I say, daf levadai. You can make a whole daf out of one pasuk, taifa noisim sha yiriyas. How do you get one pasuk on the whole thing? So it says, you do one word to a line, and you stretch it out. Now here's a urea. This urea, as you can see from the distance, has 5 dafim. 5 dafim, not more than 3, not less than 4. The top, if you hold the side, we're going to learn in Reishah and Dalet, the top is 3 etzbayis, and the bottom is 4. We'll talk about that soon. And between it's 4, 3, 2. So it's 4 on the bottom, and 3 on the top, and 2 in between, which is the way this is done. 2 in between, we'll have on this, the side is really 1, because you take 2 and put them together, so it's 1 and 1, and therefore it ends up being 2. The Sefer Torah should be uniform. Yes, it says the Kedei Tefira, it's 1 plus Kedei Tefira, which means a very, very small.
In other words, you have to make it.
You make the sirtuf beforehand. You make the sirtuf beforehand, planning it out very appropriately. What? Yeah. When they do the sirtuf, they do it this way. Okay. So thank you.
The number of lines.
There's a number of lines. I don't remember the gematria of the Lamed Vav, I think, but it's not in the Ma'akiv at all.
Why 30 letters?
Three times ten. So this is the size of the Riya. And Dalek Shigmar Satira Sarchig Shayigmar Beemsa Shita Shabasaif Hadaf. The last line that you have by Chasan Taira has to be in the middle of a line. So it's obvious that it's ending. If it's the end of a line, nobody knows it's the end, it may continue. But you do it Besaif Hadaf. V'nishar min Hadaf Shitin Harbei Mekatzer V'oila. Mekatzer V'oila. It means Mekatzer V'yayrin. It means he gets it shorter as it goes, as Taz Hay explains. Pirish Mateva Achas Oysa Shita Achas Edeam Shachas Oysius. You make large Oysius in order to finish it at the bottom of the page. The letters can be so big that they take four or five lines. And you start from the beginning of the line, don't finish it. The main thing is that it has to end properly in the middle of a line, so no one thinks it continues on to the next page. It has to end at the end of a daf. Yeah. What? Yeah, the noi we're going to learn Reisha and Gimel that this is not lechatchila. Lechatchila, all letters should be uniform. All letters should be exactly the same. We're going to say you can only stretch or shrink letters if it's needed for something that's ma'akiv in the Sefer Torah. That's what we do. What?
You know,
not everybody's so smart like you. Some people, maybe it's like... Well, not even all Ashkenaz Sefer Torah are written the same in the sense... And we're going to have again a Reish Ayin Dalet that our minig is that all of the columns start with a vav on the top of the column. Wow. See, in this one, we have the, all except the six. Except the six, every column starts with a vav on top of the column. It's called Vavei Hamudim. Is the next thing. So here you have this one starts Visirena. This one starts V'yaysef, V'yaymar, V'yaymar, V'kesef. Every cow starts with above except six that spell V'koshimai. Deiz yun hei shin mem vav. Matoivu is the mem, the most famous one. Matoivu Allah is on top. And Bereshis V'koshimai. Okay. So we have six that don't start. It's not a Tzemes Ma'akim. The Ramah brings it later. But it's the Minhag Klal Yisrael. Now, not every Sefer Torah is the way it is in the Tikkun. Bachrim who practice in the Tikkun and come to the Bar Mitzvah sometimes end up very confused. Because you practice in the Tikkun, you have to come to Shul and make sure that the Sefer Torah you have is consistent with the Tikkun. We have one Sefer Torah here. I don't know why. The person who owns it is sensitive, so I can't even ask him who the Sefer was. I don't know why. It's like the Tikkun until Parshas Mishpatim. And then for Truma, Tetzava, Mishpatim, Mishpatim, Truma, Tetzava, and Kisisa, it's out of whack. It's not consistent. It's not missing anything. It's just the Sefer got off. And it took until Vayakal Pukude to get back on track. So our Bakaira, my Shliba, always reminds me, those 4 weeks, don't use that Sefer Torah. He's been laning all his life. And just says it's confusing. He's used to a certain Tzura, and maybe just the opposite. He's laning all his life, so he's used to it. I would know the difference. But when you practice, it has to. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. It could be, as long as you follow the rules that it says here in Shulchan Aruch, you could just start writing, and however it comes out, it comes out. And not everybody writes the same way. It's planned out that way. The Vav is the most common letter. It's planned out that the Vav is the most common letter. As a matter of fact, most of the 24 books of Tanakh start with a Vav. Almost all. I almost said it. Yeah, very good. That's how I know it, because I want to say it. So the most of them start with a Vav. Well, the Vav is really meant to show that everything is a continuity. Everything continues. Yeshua starts with a Vav. There. What's Vav? Why Vav? It's a new Sefer. It wants to show it's a Hemshuch of the Chumash goes into Sefer Yeshua. What? It's a Vav in Lamudim. It's not a logical thing. It's an expression. Vav in Lamudim, that we have the Vav in Lamudim. So to show it's a Hemshuch. Now, Echa doesn't start with a Vav. It starts with Echa. But so there are exceptions. But generally speaking, the Sfarim that are narratives start with the Vav. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Continuing into Reish Ayin Dalet. Again, this is just the technical aspects of a klaf. Shiur agil yain, lamata dalet etzbois, bigoidel. It's four fingers, the side of a goidel. Now I showed it to you with my finger. And that's because there was earlier in Reish Ayin Beis, Shach Aleph, the confusing Shach, who said a goidel is the same size as a finger. And we all know our thumbs are not the same size as our fingers. I mentioned it could be because when you fold your fingers, the fingers are thicker. But at any rate, that's the Shir Agaidel. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Simi Yeraus, if you test, says that it's the widest part of the Perik Elyain of the thumb. The widest part of the top of the thumb, which is generally you generally use 9/10 of an inch for that shear. The Chazon Ish says 2.4 centimeters. I think 2.35 centimeters is 9/10 of an inch. 2.54 is a centimeter. So 2.54 less 25 is 2.3. This is 2.3. The Chazon Ish is 2.4. So that's what we have in the Bir Halacha in Simin Yud Aleph. He says the Gabei Tzitzis to be Machmir, Zeres, Kmitza, and Emsa. I'll explain to you why. It's again, these three fingers. Now, our Tzitzis that we have, the whole of the Tzitzis is made far away as they could, because over time it can rip into the Begin. It's supposed to be three Etzbois, within three Etzbois of the edge, within three finger widths. It bothers me, they do it just. All of them are made like just the right size. I wish they would do it a little, leave a little leeway for the you know, Rav Chaim Noshit or something. But if you look at them, they're just about the maximum size. They'd be a little further away. It would be a problem.
Which side do you measure? Which side the hole?
You measure in both directions. Yeah. Diagonally, it's lower, but it measures in both directions. It's supposed to be that amount. Now, when it rips, if it was made kosher, if it rips, even if it gets too close, it's kosher as long as it's still on the bag. It was made originally kosher. They sew a hole around it, and it depends how long your tzitzis last. Some people, I think Lubavitch used the two-hole tzitzis instead of what we call the single hole. Lubavitch uses a two-hole. Did anybody here use a two-hole? Can I give you? I have one at home that it's brand new. This is good. I never used it. I have nothing against it. The Shulchan Aruch says one hole. Where does the Shulchan Aruch say one hole? The Shulchan Aruch, it says that when your tzitzis lie down, you should be careful. When it's hanging down, it can hang down like this. The tzitzis, right? It's not al kanfei. So it says you should do it over here. See, mine already has like a permanent fold here. So it's al kanfe, it's hanging down in your talus. You should take a look.
Most people don't know that. If you look,
Sunday, I don't come Sunday morning. You come Sunday morning. So it's supposed to hang down onto the corner. It's not Mackin. If it's like this, then it's not the way it should be. Now it's obvious, this is Shulchan Aruch, the Machamer Shulchan Aruch. He says you should put it up on the side so it hangs down. You can see mine has a permanent crease. You see, if I'm folding in, it's folded in.
You make it a little tighter.
It's made tight. I don't make my own tzitzis. I buy them.
You make your own tzitzis. You make it a little bit tighter.
I don't make my own. I get it tight. You know, it's also good. Lubavitch has two holes. Where they get it from? There's an Arizal that says having two holes is a gaiva. So you should only do it on your talus cotton, which people don't see. Your talus gold, which people don't see. This is gaiva. It sounds like it's a maila. That's where they get such a. I think it's Arizal or Zayir. I don't know which one's Arizal. So they don't do it in the talus gold, I don't think, right? Only in the talus cotton. What? What's a heather? No, the two holes is missing al haknaf. This Shulchan Aruch is mukhruf, there are no two holes. If you have two holes, then it comes out. It goes in and out, it comes out here. It's never al haknaf when you have a double hole. You have what they call the tzeirei. It's never al haknaf. And again, everybody who has his minig. The minig of Gedolei Yisrael, certainly in the yeshiva world, is to have a single hole. And I know Lubavitch has a double hole. I don't know, maybe Mustam. Others see them too. Others see them as well. Okay. The Beis Yosef had a single hole. The Machaber had a single hole. Yeah. You shouldn't, I can't even. Who says he shouldn't fix it? Who says that? Taste of Shabbos? Rav Hershah says, don't fix it on Shabbos. Tikkun Mona. Yeah. It's better to have it no good than to. The Gronics don't separate the tzitzis on Shabbos and the stomach of the Tikkun Mona. Okay, at any rate, the. What? You might tighten it? Okay.
So.
Okay, at any rate, this is the Shir of an Agoidal. So getting back to Sif Aleph. Shir Agilya in Lamato Dalet Etzbois. I told you 4-3-2. The bottom is 4 Etzbois, the size of a Gaidel. Lamaila 3 Etzbois. Ubei Kol Daf Lidaf Shnayim. And between each column 2. Lefikach Tzarch Laniach Betchilas Kol Yuriya Vesaifa Kereichiv Etzba. At the beginning of the Yuriya, it's 1. So it's 4-3-2-1. So you have 4 on the bottom. 4 on the bottom, 3 on the top, 2 between, and 1 at the edge. A single, well, why 1 at the edge? He says you need to leave 1 plus G'day Tvira, plus something that can be, an area that can be sewn. And you'll tell me here it's not, because it's folded back, the G'day Tvira. See, there really is more here. It was a fold that was used for the Tvira. It was folded into each other, the two. You can see the string of the Tvira still in the gid. So it's actually a little bigger. And that's it. They fold it back. Yeah, so it doesn't show on top. It just looks nicer that way. So you leave 2 plus Kedei Tvira. Nimsik is Tefer. Tria Biyach. Hayuria is Biyachad. Yeah, be kol daf vidaf. Bechol sefer. Rechiv shteis bais. If you leave 1 and 1, then you'll have a total of 2. And between lines, you have to leave the space of a line. Now, this is a very important thing. I will show you when I give out the copies I have. When a cipher doesn't leave between kalshita v'shita kareichav shita, he ends up with a pasul mezuzah. Here, you can see it was written a little tight, but it's beishita l'shita kamalei shita. Basically, you have here in the beginning of a line a hay, and here a nun, you can fit another hay in between. Between this and this, any two lines, you can fit another one of the lines. They call shita v'shita kamale shita. Between every line, it fits just right. It's just so half the page, more than half is not written on.
You have to have the end of letters.
The end of letters and the lamets.
Yeah. So those go above.
I will show you momentarily. Ubein kol shita v'shita kamale shita. Kamale reichiv shita. Reichiv shita. Ubein shita l'shita kamale reichiv shita kamale ayrech shita. We'll see if it's going to. I'll tell you in a minute. Ubein kol chumish v'chumish dalet shita. Between every chumish, you have 4 lines penuyais b'loik sav, 4 empty lines. Yaskol chumish chilas shita chamishes. And then you start the chumish, the new one, at the beginning of the fifth line. V'yenech b'tchilasai u'b'saifai. And at the beginning and the end of every Sefer Torah, that is before Bereshis and after Zayis HaBracha, k'dei ligloyal al ha'amud. enough to roll around the Amid Vajdeitz Vajsh, Yisharu Ben Amid Dav. Now, we do is very careful, because when a cipher is not careful, he causes damage to the Sefer Torah. When you wrap it around the Atzechayim, you sew it onto a hole is made in the Atzechayim, and Gidden are made to stick it in. If you don't leave enough cloth, when you roll it, the knot will rub against the letter and rub out the letters. And therefore, you'll see around the Atzechayim, there's enough for it to go around one tie to serve as a cushion so that the knots of the sewing don't rub against the letters that are there. And
the Gemara Bava Basra said there was a bigger space at the beginning than at the end.
The Gemara says they left one at the beginning. So I don't know. No, because that they had 1/8. They only had 1/8 chayim. They left. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara I'm talking about.
At the end, it had to go over the whole thing.
So at any rate, oich tes vayish yishov ben amid ladach. Now here, I want to tell you, it's going to say in Sif Hey kol elu advarim einay elo lemitzvah namuvcher. It's going to say that this whole list of things are all achatchilas, and if in Mishana, then it's going to sif hey, it's going to refer back to all of this, and it's going to say if you're Mishana, it's kosher, and there are things in Kufay and Reishai and Dalid, things that are ma'akiv. What do you do with a small Sefer Torah? You have to leave 4 etzbois and 3 etzbois and 2 etzbois. Sarach HaShulchan writes here in some cotton base. All these shurim are linoi. They're all for noi. Except the bottom, it says it's a little longer because yad is mamash mishpai, so they left a little more room. But it's basically for noi, and therefore it should be proportionate to the size of the Sefer Torah. Well, we had earlier that the shurim are lechatzila. Yeah. One of the things it does not say here is between words. In Reisha and Dalit, it will say between words, you have to leave kashir ois cotton. You have to shear of a small letter, of a yud. And it doesn't say it here because it's ma'akiv. The things that are not ma'akiv, it says here. In Reisha and Dalit, it says the things that are ma'akiv, so that it leaves for later. And here it says these shiurim, which are all shiurim that are not ma'akiv. Okay, now the issue of stretching. Okay, that's Sif Beis. Okay, so this is the basic shiurim. There is a discussion about a lamid that sticks into the letter on top. What the din is, if you have a lamid and it goes too high, it sticks into the letter above it. So what it says is that a lamid, not touching, just sticks into the airspace of the letter above it. So Rabbi Kiveger Tinyana Tshuva Chav Zayin has a tshuva. He says basically that if the lamid sticks into a ches or a hey, into a letter, that the sticking of the lamid doesn't make it look like a different letter. It's just sort of violating the airspace. So that's a machlaikis, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz in Hilchis Tfilin. In Simulamid Beis, the Magen Avraham is Mekel, the Taz is Machmir. Rabbi Kiveger is Naita Lahachmir. But his point of the Tshuva is if the Lamed sticks into a Dalit, it gives it, looks at Surah of the Hey, then it's Makel Lekuli Alma. In other words, if you have the top of the Lamed sticking into the airspace of a Dalit, it's Ma'akiv. The Tshuva Rabbi Kiveger talks about is what about if it sticks into the airspace of an endachaf, but below the line where the chaf goes down, and the lamed sticks into that airspace, and there Rabbi Kiveger is mekel. So a dalet or a resh, it looks like a hey. He says mentions dalet or resh, and he mentions ches and hey that it's not that it's machlek tazim and Magen Avraham. And the end of chaf, if it's below the line, he says that it, people understand, and it's not it doesn't have the tzura of a different letter. Siv beis lo yemai taksav mei reva shalomato lomayla. In order to keep to the shear, Let's say someone's writing and he realizes that the letters are, they're not only 4 inch wide on the bottom. So he wants to make it shorter. Lo yimait. Shach Aleph says yimait is both in width and in height. So if you look at Shach Aleph, first it says pirish lo yasa isis ketana is bishita el yana v'tachtayna. That means to make it shorter. Don't make it shorter on top and on bottom. And also, Leibim Ne Rebach should be parsha la parsha. That's to make it narrower. You have to leave space between the parshiyos. You want to make it narrower. Gagai parsha setuma shetzirchali as psucha behemtza. Uksuva mishnei etzadim lo yimai teksach de la haskel besai. It's don't stretch letters. Don't stretch letters. We'll see about that in a second. V'leibim Ne Rebach should be parsha la parsha. Not in height. Not in width, you don't stretch letters. Now, the rule is that we don't stretch. In a get, you have at the bottom line, HaKol Shriv HaKayam is written very long. A get is left with extra space in case a lady has a very long name or a man has a very long name. You have to have the ability to have extra space. But in a Sefer Torah, in Tefillin and Mezuzahs, we don't stretch letters. The only time, Reish Dalet, hey, we don't stretch any of these letters. The only time we stretch these letters is where it's going to change the ma'akiv of we're going to see that shortly, where something would be ma'akiv. For lachatzchila, we don't stretch letters. So it's not a hinder of a Sefer Torah.
I had it on my first
film. Except for Mendy, who had it on his first period film.
So
let's say Mendy had it on his...
To be machshir,
you can do it. It has to be to sit down.
That's
how
they
did
that.
Okay.
So they were able to...
Okay.
Again,
it would see us
for
such.
Yeah,
okay. So anyway, this is the rule that we typically don't stretch letters.
We rehearsed this before.
I don't want to do it in your Eretz Yisrael, Mendy.
We're going to have a hook up.
Yeah, okay.
Three.
Let's... I will see the Pesach Tshuva in a minute. Yeah, Pesach Tshuva Gimel. Let's see it right now. Pesach Tshuva Gimel on the bottom. It's the very bottom line. If you're missing it, you do have it. Lo yichtayv. What was that going on? Lo yichtayv. What's going on? Oh, so Sif Gimel. I'm sorry. So Sif Gimel. This daman lo teva bas hey oisius. You have a 5-letter word. Lo yichtiv shtayim b'seichadaf b'gimel chutzadaf. Again, you didn't plan right, and you're going out of the column on the left side. So don't put 2 letters in the column and 3 out of the column. You have 3 in, you could have 2 out. If you don't have room to put 3 letters in the column, go to the next line and leave open space. It's not worth stretching letters. The hinder of the letters being uniform is more important than the finishing the column. The teva bas gimel isis. Now the shaila is this. We said 5, you have to have 3 in. Is pshat you need rive in? That's why you need 3 in? Or is pshat, no, you can have a maximum of 2 sticking out. Now if kamina is if you have a word of 3 letters, teva bas gimel isis, yachal ichtai bimenashtayim chutz ladaf. You can have rive out. Aval bisham yute bifnim. Because you can have up to 2 letters out. If you have a 2-letter word, you can't write an entire word that's chutz ladaf. The Ramon, the other side, adds, afilu and beis yaisias hem teva gadai lov in the Ram, kamay teva b'fnei atzma, leyechtevenu ala gil. Let's see the Pesach Tshuva.
It
means you have a space. Now you need 2. Right. Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, im kosav koshik in lekabon sifhei. If you stretched it, or you wrote Gimel chutz ladaf, rather it's kosher. Kosav daki by shem raya da filuk sheyesh acheirais mutalugin. That's interesting, dear. Even if a sefer Torah was written b'di'evet, It was written b'di'evet, often a b'di'evet. Shulchan Aruch says don't leave three letters out. Even if a Sefer Torah was b'di'evet, you're allowed to read it, even though you have other Sefer Torah. Chekaz b'tshuvas k'neses yecheskol, simimem, u'befrat im oisai Shabbos magia, also to Sefer Torah halos, you have a rotation. And it's that Shabbos for that Sefer Torah. Vaday ein labaisha. When I'm a vayish a Sefer Torah, you hear that? To do it. Ule inyan in yesh l'sakna. Now again, you have three sticking out and two in, which is not lechatchila. Should you fix it? Kasa de vaday amiksav yiyam miyosher, kabay kol shurais, shlo yiyam minumer. If it won't look spotted, mitzvah l'sakeh. Ach, litleis pein shitin. To hang a word between the lines, it's shav yeh machma zeh minumer idochik harbe. It's going to look strange. Zeh gora become yeres is chutz l'shita. So it's all weighing the noy of one against the noy of another. When he says here loy levayish sefer Torah, I mentioned to you once the Marsham in Chelik Vav Tshuva Gimel is objects to a shul where they only use the nicest sefer Torah. So if a sefer Torah is kosher, you should use it. We have here in shul number of Sefer Torah. Some are a nicer ksav than other. Others, we try, each say one Sefer Torah we use for Tanesim, one we use for Shchaydish. We try to have that that they all get used. Rav Yashiv in Kibbutz Shuvas, in a printed Shuva, explains that, it's his Chiddush, that a nicer Sefer Torah is not a hinder in Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah learning. Is there any bigger mitzvah to learn from a nicer sefer and not a nicer sefer? No. The sefer is a heksha mitzvah. You have to learn from a sefer. So Rabbi Yashiv writes that if the sefer Torah is no or not no, as long as it's kosher, it not, doesn't make a hinder mitzvah in the Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Rashi brings, by hinder mitzvah, sefer Torah no. He says sefer Torah no. That's in a mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. When you're doing a mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah, it should be nice. But in Kriyas HaTorah, Rabbi Yashu says there's no hinder if it's kashal l'kuli alma. It's a hinder if one is possibly some shittas. But otherwise, there's no hinder in one sefer Torah.
What about buying sefer Torah?
When you're buying a sefer Torah for the mitzvah, or if you hold you have a kindness as owning a sefer Torah, by buying, then again, it's the chesed shal sefer Torah, that's the chesed shal mitzvah. So it should be mehudah. Mezuzah was the chesed shal mitzvah. Yeah, it seems the other way. By tefillah, I once mentioned there's a machlokes to Mordechai and the other Rishonim. It is hinder mitzvah bifnim, on the inside where people don't see it. Yes, yeah, so Mordechai says there is, because by the Orin, it was gold inside, gold outside. It's a raya that is. That was because it's easier to learn. People learn better from it. Like the vayish sefer Torah is interesting. It's a b'zayin amitzah. What? I'm sorry. Yeah, we try to make a rotation that every sefer Torah is used.
But that's why we uncover it. We uncover the other one when we have two sefer Torah.
Right.
Yeah, the people get the aliyas aren't only the holy people. That's where you get the
aliyas. Everyone gets the aliyas. Sivdalid nizdamulay teva bas esarais yais. If letters touch each other, that's a ma'akim, so it's a reisha and dalid. We'll talk about that. Oh, you don't have the next page? Some people have. All right, I'm just going to read it. It's an easy sif. This davulay teva bas eser aisyais, aipachas aiser. V'leidisha be'ashita kedei lichtei v'skula b'sech adaf. If you have a long word, im yipa lichtei v'chesi b'sech adaf. So chutz l'daf kaisiv, im lav im yachel. Lichtai chesia besechadav chesia chutzadav kaisim imlav and yach hamokin pani yomaskel betchilas hashita. Okay. Kol eilu dvar meni alam mitzvah ramufchem shina kasher. Now I'd like to do.
What was he saying?
It's very simple. If you have a very long word, so depending on how much you can fit in, until about lichatchila, but the evidence not makin. All right. Now what I'd like to do, I was very reluctant to make these copies. The Shavus, they have Yud Kei Vav Kei in them. So I sort of made a pshara. I made not enough copies for everybody. At the last minute, I think it doesn't make sense. What you have here, if you can pass it around, maybe some of you will have to look two in one. I made 40 copies, which is inadequate. You can give one to Yosef for his, for the... what I did, the paper clips are holding in place a mezuzah that we used last week with my hagois on it. What I did for convenience for everybody is put a kosher mezuzah next to it. In addition, if anybody's interested, I have a $29 on the internet mezuzah with all the psulim. It's very mahudar. You can buy for $29 a mezuzah with most of the psulim in it, one way or the other. Now, what's unfortunate is that this mezuzah on your left was hanging in the home of someone in our shul. It was one of four or five mezuzahs that were written by the same cipher. Whether he's Jewish or not, I don't know. Now, I would like to explain the lumdes. I didn't do this for the show and tell. I did it for the learning. He did not leave Ben Shita L'Shita Kamalei Shita, which is, of course, the main problem. Now, that, let me finish. That the main psul in this mezuzah is the heads of the lamed. You look all the way at the bottom left. The Rosh Lamed Tzarech Liya is Vav. A Lamed is a Vav and a Chav. A So Lamed Kama Yud, if the top is a Yud, it's Makiv Ibn B'Dievet. So if you look, I pointed to some of them where the Lamed, because he didn't leave enough space between the lines, look at the very bottom line, Losseis is a Yud. Now you see he realized it, so he tried to fix it by making it stick down where it doesn't belong. You see, he made it a little longer to stick all the way down to try to compensate for what he did wrong. But this bottom lamed is puzzled. There's no vav above the lamed. A lamed is with your vav and a chaf. It's a psul. So this is a case of Beit Shita L'Shita Kamale Shita. The second thing that's ma'akiv in this is the kuf, which I wrote on the bottom as well. Yerecha hayaminis lamata tzarech liyas kifufa. And yeah, that's why I put a good mezuzah next to you, so you can see the kuf comes in. The bottom is supposed to come in. I don't know the shear, how much it's supposed to come in, but the ones in this puzzle of the mezuzah, it comes in a touch. But it looks more like a resh than a chaf. And the kuf. No, a lamed comes in like a kaf. This is more like a resh.
It's
supposed to come like a lamed, right. Those are the two main problems with this mezuzah. Now, you're right. Okay, let me point that out. Okay, the spaces between the words are bad. Someone just pointed out the first line, V'yahavta eis, the eis, there's as much space between the tuf and the aleph as between the aleph and the next suf. I pointed this out on Hatoiva Asher, where also the hay is sort of equidistant between the bays before it and the aleph after it. A little above that, the savata hishamru, also you need kriyas tinuk to see if there's enough space between them. Some letters are small, which is not mak. If he did letters big, he did letters small. On the top line, shema, the ayin is supposed to be a big ayin, as you see in the kasher mezuzah. The ayin of Shema, the very bottom line, the ayin of Al Ha'aretz, is pretty much the same. He seems to make all the ayins a little bigger. Maybe, I don't know why. But the Shema ayin and the bottom ayin, that's not ma'akiv. The rule, the very first rule in Shari Ephraim, is that big letters, small letters, dots on letters, all these things are never ma'akiv in a Sefer Torah, certainly not in a mezuzah, and it doesn't matter. Now, there's only one gimel in a mezuzah, as far as I could find. The regel yamin of a gimel, I told you, has to be lower than the regel smile. Now, a gimel degoncha, here it probably is a mashahu lower. It's a lot to tell. Maybe is the other mezuzahs I had from this cipher, they were not. So here, by mistake, he did make it a touch lower. What?
If you tilt it, then it's the
wrong way. Okay, good. Also, ein beis b'sei chafei. Now this, if you don't see it, you don't realize it. If you look in the fey on the kosher mezuzah, you see the feys have a white beis on the inside. Yeah. Pointed this out. Every fey has what's called a beis lavan, a white beis inside the fey. You'll see it? It's one of those things you have to look at it twice. If you're focused on the beis, you have a white beis inside the fey. The face, he didn't even try to do it. He didn't even try to do it. Now here, the base in the fey. The Sephardic mezuzahs have it that way. They have it this way. They have it straight. I'm told the Sephardic mezuzahs don't have it. I'm surprised, but okay. Okay. I didn't write what I wrote about Ma'akiv is only I wrote the regular Yamin Shel Gimel could be Ma'akiv, and the head of a Lamed is Ma'akiv. I think the bottom of a Kuf is also Ma'akiv, but I don't know. Now here I'd like to point out something to you. Whoever wrote this mezuzah, in my opinion, was hopefully Jewish, but was somebody who has no knowledge of mezuzahs, but he was instructed. Why I say he was instructed? The two most common psulim in a mezuzah, the two most common psulim he didn't do. Those most common psulim are what we call kutzai shel yud. A yud on the left side, a yud has a tag on top, and on the bottom it sticks down. The yud sticks down. Now this cipher who wrote this carelessly was careful. Every yud, you see every yud has a kutzai shel yud sticking down? Every single one. It's done, just about every single one. It's done properly. The halach is if it's squared off with a square, it's also kosher, some cipher. And pretty much he was careful. The other common thing is that the right side of a dalet should stick out properly. And also, you can see he was very careful that the right top of the dalet shouldn't be a resh. You can even see sometimes he went back to it. You can see an additional line that was, it looks like it was added later. Where did I see that? Hadivarim. You see the third line, the first one. You can see that the dalet, he added ink later. It's a little higher. It's not a straight flow of a dibarta on the fourth line. You could see he went back to it with his kumis, and he made sure that the dalid was squared. It's not like echad on the top. Wait, well, echad also. But anyway, so whoever instructed him, be careful, do kutzei shel yud. He was obviously an amoretz. It wasn't a lack of ability, but a lack of knowledge on how to write. There was carelessness between the words. Ratio shouldn't be curved.
It's like a C, not a square.
What's wrong with Adama?
The bottom of the hay is almost into the olive.
Yeah, we measured it with a ruler. The hay of Ha'adama, whether that regal sticks under the gag of the hay. So we took a straight line to see, and it just about touches into the if the hay is not, if the regal of the hay is not under the gag, it's not good, and it's very, very close. In which word? Asher Anoichi. Okay, I think that's the print. I think it's the printer. All the other yuds are good. I'm assuming that's the printer. It's that it may or may not be so. Now here is something else that's a red flag in the mezuzah, the pasul mezuzah. The red flag is the aleph. The tops of the aleph are not yuds. They're, I don't know what they are. They're like what? That's the lamed that's missing. Yeah, the tops of the aleph are very, very awkward tops of alephs. It's not aligned. Okay, I don't know if that's a problem. The halacha is that the top of an aleph is supposed to be okum ksas. It's supposed to be tilted a little bit. The one on the right is not okum ksas. It's okum harbe. I want to tell you, the one on the right is not the most the beautiful mezuzah in the sense. Again, I went online just to print out a mezuzah. So I went, Makar has a site. And this they sell incredibly cheap. I think this is $42 or something. It's a very good mezuzah for that price. It's not the most mahudah, although it's a very nice mezuzah to get it for that price. I don't know. And, you know, on the internet, you can get things cheaper, I think. But the but at any rate, the aleph is a something of a psul. There's a mystery that Seifrim write about. In every area, you like to have chidushei Torah. So Seifrim also, you know, Chazal left place always for chidushim. We don't know why. The minig is to make a tag on the left top of an aleph. The minig is to make some sort of a tag. You can see it if you look carefully. Now the yud has a tag because every yud has a tag, but the aleph on the left side has a little bit of a tag. And the question is why? It's known by Seifrim as the mysterious tag of the aleph. One of the reasons that is suggested is a Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara of Safras. So the Gemara says, be careful. If you write Dalid's Reishas or Reishas Dalid, you passel it. So we understand the Reish and the Dalid, you can easily make a mistake. Right? Then the Gemara says, if you make Alfin Einin, Einin Alfin, you passel it. If you switch the Aleph to an Ayin, the Ayin to an Aleph, it passels. So Rabbi Shalom, what does an Ayin have to do with an Aleph? So I think Rashi says, since they're read the same way, a person can make a mistake and spell Adama with an Ayin. So the Rashi asks, you need, says, Uchsaftam, Sheikh Sivatama, Shol Yu Alfin Einin. You need Uchsaftam? You switch an aleph for an ayin, they're two totally different letters.
Yeah, the same thing. He wasn't a tamani.
So it's a dava pella. Yeah, it wasn't a tamani. So, so there's a suggestion, I don't remember, maybe it's a chazanish suggestion, that alf and ayin means if you're going to take the left leg of the aleph and make it not noticeable or detach it, and you're left with the guf of the aleph and the other stick, it's a backwards ayin. Shaliyu Alf and Aiden means the Aleph shouldn't look like a backwards iron. Not the most satisfying shot. But he says, Shaliyu Alf and Aiden, that you shouldn't look, that the top part of the Aleph shouldn't look like an inverted iron. You follow? An iron is a stick with a yud. The mirror picture of an iron is a stick to the right with a yud. So if you do an Aleph, Alf and Aiden, you're going to end up with something that looks like an ayin. Every aleph, if you notice, in the good mezuzah, has on the bottom right, it sticks out to the right a little bit. It has a flattening, sort of like a backwards ayin. You see on the bottom of the aleph on the right side? The tzura of an aleph is that it has a bottom. Like an ayin, is a bigger bottom, there's a shorter bottom. But it has some sort of a bottom, it's a tzura of an aleph. It's interesting. The first Yisrael barely has it. The other Alephs have it. First Yisrael, the Hashem Lekech also. But anyway, it has to stick out at least a little bit. It has to be flat. And it has a tzura of an ayin. So it's suggested that the reason for the tag, an ayin on top has a head. So this tag is meant to sort of compensate for the head of the eye of being an inverted ayin. So they made a little bit of a straight line up. Maybe that's not a satisfying pshat, but anyway, this is what's suggested.
But the ayin there has three tag. You saw one tag. Don't put any tag, and you're better off.
Are you talking about the bottom of the yarn?
How did you do it so cheap?
What?
I find it so difficult to work in a sefer to do it. How are we able to?
How they do it so cheap? That's why in America, nobody really writes. Because it doesn't, you can't afford to live at that price. The seifer in Eretz Yisrael, where the standard of living is different, there are seifer in Eretz Yisrael more than here. There are some seifer here. Most seifer don't write except on order. They charge more for somebody who.
How about the
computer programs, I have to explain to you, are not. Even the Sefer Torah, they're excellent for missing letters, double letters, extra words. They're excellent for things that touch letters touching. They're not so good because, like in a photostat, you set the density, you get a certain amount you pick up on ink on the paper. The same thing. It doesn't, when a tag touches a letter, it doesn't pick up on it. It picks up on the most flagrant problems, but not on all of the slight problems. It doesn't pick up, and I don't know. For Sefer Torah, it's good. For mezuzah, usually you can check it. You can do as good a job.
It also has to be reviewed. That's really where the problem is.
Sefer has to review the whole Sefer Torah.
Has to review what the computer.
Has to review what the computer said. Okay.
That's where a lot of problems come
from. What, they don't review?
They just put it through and say, okay.
You know, they're used to seeing something, they see what they're looking for.
Okay. So at any rate, that's the story. I think, let me just see. Anyway, this is Ukishartem on the fifth line is a more flagrant kuf. That the right side is a resh. Ukishartem lo isa yadecha. The kuf there is more, I guess, is more flagrant of a problem. And all right, these are absurd. You know, it's funny. We do mezuzah checking, and in a way, you want they should find some pasul mezuzahs. Everyone shouldn't say, I waste my time every 3.5 years and there are no pasul mezuzahs. So on the one hand, you really don't want anybody to have pasul mezuzahs. On the other hand, it's redeeming at least that some of the people that come, they check, I don't know how many mezuzahs he checked, a couple of hundred. There were probably close to 10 that were pasul, which is 0.5%. No, a lot of them were pasul outdoor mezuzahs with water leaked in. That's the most common problem. The halacha really, I shouldn't say the halacha, but some sefer writes in the tshuva that you don't have to go to a sefer to check your mezuzahs. If it was once checked and it was kosher, you only have to check your mezuzahs for damage. You don't have to go through the letters again. You have to look at the mezuzah and make sure there's no damage that was done to it over the time. However, and this I mentioned upstairs in shul, if you want to, you can check it yourself. However, be very careful when you roll it back, because a lot of people who roll mezuzahs crack them to get the rolling started. What you have to do is roll it into a big roll, and then slowly tighten it so that it stays rolled rather than cracked. If you fold a mezuzah, you crack a letter. So that's something that people really have to be careful with. Now, yeah. The one on the right, it's a pretty nice mezuzah. I shouldn't say no. It's the way I check the hider in a mezuzah, and this is not marking, but the way the simin for a hider in a mezuzah. So I mentioned to you other things, but the tagim are supposed to be with a yud on top. Now these do have. I said it's not so much, but it is. It has very nice tagim on top. And if you look at the other mezuzah, the tagim are straight lines in the pasul mezuzah. The tagim are straight lines, most of them, except for the dalet of echad. They're not ziyunin. Ziyunin means it has a head. It's not ma'akiv, but in a good mezuzah, the tagim have ziyunim, have a ziyun on top. I mentioned to you that Shatner's Gates, has a Zion on the Zion. The left side, called Ksabes Yosef, is always a Zion. And all the letters of Shatnez and Getz and Nun is also a Zion. And they have Targum on the Zion. And the Targum, each one hits the head separately. It's not like a shin. Some of the amateur seifrim, they make it like a shin. It's not. It's supposed to be the way you see it in the good one.
That
three separate lines. What?
The bad guy did all
the big guy did that properly. Whatever they told him to do, he did properly. And basically, that's kosher. I don't know. It's, you know, it's a pretty nice mezuzah. I mean, I don't understand that. I could sell this mezuzah for whatever it was, relatively cheap. It's a very...
you said $42.
Right? Yeah, it was something like that.
Right, checking with checking skills.
What? Why it's not a problem? You'd have to be very careful. Very careful. The way they fold it, they have to be very careful. They don't press it when they fold it. They fold it with a little bit of a give. You have to be careful. You have to be careful. It's true. Tefillin, alpidin, only have to be checked if they're not used. The spare pier might be in a damn place, has to be checked. Tefillin used every day, alpidin, don't have to be checked. But it's a hinder to check it. You have to check it every 3.5 years, but you should check it. Somebody asked me, the last time they checked the tefillin was in 2009. I said, it's 8 years, check it. Why shouldn't you check it? But truth is, some people don't check it because the opening, the cracking of the bias is not a hidden. Okay, those who want to save this, stick it in, you have a Shulchan Aruch. Those who don't, please pass it forward because it's shameless. I don't want to lie to you.